You knew this was coming. Leah predicted a couple days ago it was coming. I was just waiting for the first Democrat to say it.
You're just waiting for reality to catch up with you.
Yes. Some Democrat was going to fault Donald Trump for not removing Iranian illegal immigrants and national security threats fast enough.
Oh, okay.
And ignoring the fact, how did they get here?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. There goes a squirrel. It was Joe Biden.
Yes.
That's how they got. And they did not care. Let's remember this. Trump's deportation czar. Earlier this week, Tom Homan.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero, right? Zero releases.
Those are special interest aliens. Federal law is clear. We do not release them. We send back them.
From the number one state sponsor of terrorism during the Biden administration, by the way. And
Cotterman
they still released them. Yes.
Cotterman released them. Caught them and released them. Senator Dick Blumenthal, a Democrat, appropriately named, had nothing to say about any of that. He was cool with it, and he knew, because the House Oversight Committee, you remember the report from the Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden in October of 2024, I made much of it here, we had caught over 250 terrorists, known terrorists at the border. They are either on the international want list or they're on the FBI's or both. 250 of them. We let at least 99 go. Florida was so outraged, they FOIA'd the Biden administration, said, who did you let go in Florida? We need to know so we can find them because we don't want to die, you know. Great Democrat tradition, you know, American tradition, Americans dying at the hands of Biden's illegals. The Biden administration said, screw you, we're not telling you. It's privacy. Of the illegal immigrant terrorist? Uh-huh. They're still in court over that. Hopefully Florida gets to know who lives among them. Henry McMaster is just on the golf course. He can't even get to the asking if the illegal terrorists are here. He's way too busy. But anyway, back to the subject. Senator Dick Blumenthal, Democrat, now claims he's worried because Donald Trump isn't rounding up the Iranian national security threats fast enough.
The threat to the homeland is greater than ever. I am extremely concerned about the dilution of our investigative and prosecutorial forces against terrorism, violent extremism, and the potential cells that may be in this country.
Okay, and the part he says before that is even harder to understand. Here's what he's saying. I'm very worried about the dilution. Oh, no. What he's saying is, well, stop raiding the chicken plants, stop raiding the meat processing centers, stop doing everything else, and just go after the terrorists that Joe Biden let in. In other words, he's trying to keep his voters. And what he's doing there is setting up, watch this, to blame Trump when, if, hope it's not when, the Iranian terror cells in this country that Iran bragged about this week, that they're going to get us, when that attack happens, he is setting up to blame Trump for it. Try to process the outrage of that. It gets worse. Why are these Iranians still in the country? Well, Tom Homan addressed that. Remember, there's 900,000 illegal immigrants and or terrorists in this country with criminal records or their national security threats. The reason they are still here, despite having deportation orders, that's not all 900,000 have deportation order, could go right out the door. Remember, Lee, is because Joe Biden froze the ICE agents who would do it, pick them up for deportation, made them do desk work, mostly processing for the voter drive, illegal immigrants coming into the country, and left him there. And so it backed up. That's why we're up to 900,000. So Tom Holm was talking about that yesterday. But I just want to run this by you and get you to react to this. Okay, this is just one example of the 900,000 to understand, when, if there is an Iranian terror attack on our soil, why it happened. Okay. The good news is, over the last few days, we picked up a guy by the name of Mehran Makari Sahili. He was arrested where else? Minneapolis, right? How did I see that coming? Yeah, just lucky guess. Okay, listen to this. He's one of them we picked up, right? On June 22nd, St. Paul. He is a 56-year-old Iranian national illegal immigrant with a conviction for being a felon in possession of a firearm. He became a felon during his last conviction. When was he convicted? June 28th, 2022. Order of removal by Joe Biden. Order of removal under Joe Biden by a federal immigration judge. Why? You ready for this? Are you ready for this? In addition to being an illegal immigrant convicted felon, which should be enough, he is also a known member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran.
The IRGC.
He is wanted by Interpol and has personally admitted connections to Hezbollah. What do you think the Joe Biden administration did with him?
Order of removal. Yeah, exactly. They let him out.
Yeah, they let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go. They had him in custody. Let him go. They let him go. And he's just wandering around when we picked him up this weekend. Now, let me play Senator Dick Blumenthal again about how very worried that he is that Trump is just not picking up these Iranian terrorists fast enough, the ones Biden let into the country and then allowed to stay.
The threat to the homeland is greater than ever. I am extremely concerned about the dilution of our investigative and prosecutorial forces.
Oh, shut up, Dick. You are not. You don't care.
No, of course not. That's just...
And you want further proof that, and again, they sent Dick out there. I knew they'd do this because they're hoping for an Iranian terror attack so they can then blame it on Trump.
Well, of course, yeah.
If Trump wasn't removing these innocent moms and kids from America and he just focused on Biden's 1,000 illegal immigrants from Iran, yeah. By gosh, we could get him out, right. But people are dead. They're going to blame Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They'll make it a distraction. You know, mm-hmm. He was distracted by this hunt for illegal immigrants for the Maryland Fathers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And their sheeple will never know they let them in and let them stay because exactly. They aren't telling that them that on CNN or New York Times. It's just lie after lie after lie. By Danang Dick. Somebody just reminded me. Yeah, he, by the way, who did not serve in Vietnam but ran on serving in Vietnam.
Stolen valor.
Right, that's who he is.
That phrase applies to that senator, yeah.
But don't worry, we're going to beat these people because we got X now. We have free media. So here's the crazy thing, Kate. Like, just to show you just the latest example of how much the Democrats hate you and don't care if you die. And that is not an exaggeration, one iota. Did you see this? Simple bill. Let's auto-deport illegal immigrant drunk drivers. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
Like we can all agree on that as Demir. No, we can't.
Yeah.
No, we can't. 160 Democrats voted no. Did they tell them this on CNN? I mean, did they?
No.
They don't. They have no idea.
No.
Okay.
No.
That, they don't know.
I'm sure because there was high confidence in that report. So I'm sure that was not reported by CNN.
Another way to put it, all 160 people who voted against that are Democrats.
And they're all voting to allow people in this country illegally to continue to threaten the lives and health of American citizens on the highways.
Yes.
That's what they voted for,
mm-hmm.
is to continue to put American lives at risk.
By the way, some of these illegals are driving trucks, just so we're clear.
Right, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Trump did put that executive order out that makes hiring them and using them harder on these trucking companies, which I hope increases their liability. Yeah. You should lose everything you own if you hire one of these. Your trucks just don't run anymore. And what they're doing is they'll hire crews of illegals because they'll work for so little, and then one of them will sleep in the bed while the other one drives, and they'll keep switching so that they automatically can continue straight through on a straight. Because that way, basically, they're working. Two are working for the price of one. They're working in teams. They're exhausted. They don't speak English. A lot of them. They don't really understand rules of the road. Anyway, Trump put an executive order out to stop it, but it hasn't completely stopped it. And so Democrats are trying to enable illegal immigrant drunk drivers. Which is incredible. So that's who the enemy is. But the good news is I started the show today, they cannot hide who they are anymore. Again, Democrats illegally leaked Democrat Congress members illegally leaked. We don't know who yet. I can't wait to find out. Illegally leaked this Iranian classified intel. And only the intel with the lowest confidence that came from Iranian sources that Trump hadn't destroyed the reactors. Incredible. Incredible. But here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing about this. That lie that Trump didn't do any damage to Iran or didn't do much would have lived for months and months and months. With the FBI censoring the truth inside Twitter. Now we have Twitter. Folks, they couldn't make it with a lie 24 hours before they got crushed like a bug. CNN, New York Times, both. It didn't work. And now Democrats may have to go to prison for it. And all they got was two news cycles. Again, in the old days, they could have run this run up the field and lied about it for months. But they can't anymore. They have to live in an environment where what they say is scrutinized instead of censored. The other side censored. It's changing everything.